You know, as a person who does meditation 24/7, I'm always in meditation mode. I learned a few things in life, and I've been doing this for, well, I cut the TV off 30 years ago. I cut the music off about 10 years ago. And so I promise you, everything I'm here to tell you is the truth. You're not ready for it, most likely, because you're not in that state. But when you're in just meditation, even while you're at work or doing anything, even while you're talking to somebody else, you can still be in meditation mode because you're aware of their body language, their words, their thoughts. And at the same time, you're aware of your thoughts, your body language, your words. And so you're looking at the situation from the outside in. So what I'm getting ready to tell you is the real deal. And it's another world hidden in plain view. And until you step into it, and it's very hard to give up what you've known, what the only thing that you've known your whole life, is very hard to give this up. But when you really get into meditation, and I'm not talking about being some guru or some yoga teacher. I'm just talking about what the Bible says. Be still and know that I am. And trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. So if you want to hear from God, cut the noise off. You can call it meditation, contemplation, brood. B-R-O-O-D, you can call it anything you want. Brood upon, brood over. You can call it whatever you want to call it. And so I don't even like to use the word meditation because people misunderstand it. But at the same time, what else is there? What other word is there? Contemplation, meditation, cogitation, mulling it over. But you're just cutting the noise off. And you're just listening to God, to the data points around you. Everything is always speaking. The trees are speaking. The wind is speaking. The clouds are speaking. Other humans are speaking. Body language is a language. Everything is a language. And everything is connected in Christ. He holds it all together. And by Him, all things consist. So everything is connected in Jesus, and He's holding it all together. And for you not to understand that He is pretty much manipulating, I don't even want to say the word, He's being a conductor of this reality. He's conducting this reality. Lord, forgive me for saying manipulation. Jesus is, let's claim the blood over that comment. Jesus is the conductor. And you think it's your life. You think it's your plan. You think you're doing your thing. And it's His script. The scripture was about Him. And so you're coming in series after Him. And so here's what I'm getting ready to tell you that's real. And until you experience it, you probably won't believe me. But I'm telling you, you're missing out. So let's say you have a thought. Let's use a relationship thought. Use a relationship as an example. You could use jobs. You could use anything. Let's say you have a job. Let's start out with an easy one. So let's say you have a job. And that job, J-O-B, you need a job. Let's say you're leaving one job and you're going to look for another. Do you not know that the business or the manager or whatever who is on this other job that you're looking at needs an employee? Who put those thoughts in your mind? Who put the thoughts in this new job to hire you? Relationship wise, husband and wife, you think that those things are happening, the conversation, the decisions, the choices, especially if there's two people in union that are in oneness. Do you think those thoughts are coming from you? Do you think those thoughts in that other person are just happening? No. God is directing every step that you have. I don't care if it's a job, a relationship, just even if you're single, God is directing your steps, and you think you're doing it, and you're not. That's how deep, that's how That's how big this matrix is. You think those are your thoughts? No, God is directing you. Now, if you're letting the devil direct you, that's a different story. But if you're his, he's not going to let you stay in that. He's not going to let you stay in that demonic way of thinking forever. He's going to stop it. He's going to throw something in the mix to put you back on his mind, the mind of Christ. And so the more you cut the noise off, the system noise, the more you understand that even your thoughts are being scripted by God to lead you in the proper path, to lead you in the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. He's not going to lead you in the path of destruction, but in the path of righteousness and truth. And so, whether it's a scourging, whether it's a temporary delay, or whatever it is, God is working in both parties. It might be three people, five people on a job or whatever. It might be politics. It might be whatever you're dealing. It might be an organization. You might have 10 people in an organization, and you think those thoughts are independent? No. Everything's working dependent because God is in control. So let's say you're on a job with 10 people, and you're thinking, okay, I need to go over here and go to the coffee machine and get me some coffee. And then somebody else walks up at the coffee machine and just talks about something. Hey, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, I need to hear that. Look, oh, that gives me a new vision or a new view how to handle this. That's not a coincidence. That's God's movement. There's no coincidences. It's God's hand moving you to the next level, to the next path that he wants you on. There's no coincidences in life, you know. Everything is being orchestrated by the conductor, who is Jesus, who is God. God is omnipotent, omnipresent. He knows what you need before you need it. If he left you to your own devices, you would destroy yourself. That's my point. God will not let his saints destroy themselves. They might try, but he will put a roadblock or resistance to keep you on the right path. So, once you cut off the noise and the music and the fluff in life, you'll start to see a different world where you're actually experiencing God moment by moment. You're actually hearing from God, maybe not hear his voice, but you're hearing by his spirit. You're being led by God, and you know, you do your duty, and you set your mind to something. He will give you the desires of your heart, right? The door opens and you step into it. The window opens, you jump through it. Whatever door or window opens, jump in it. But you know, the devil's always going to try to mess you up, but if you stay in meditation, stay in the scripture, it'll all be clear. It'll all make sense. And you can step into another world. And to be honest with you, that other world is more safe than the world that you created, thinking that you created a safe world. But if you step into his grip for your life, it's a safer world than the world that you created. And whether it's alliances, whether it's job, whether it's whatever it is, there has to be wisdom in every conversation and every decision. And you have to be patient and listen to the other perspective. You have to understand that not everybody is where you are. I don't care if it's a neighbor. I don't care if it's a family member, friend. Not everybody's at your level, and you have to talk at your, you know, if you're saved and you're growing like crazy, hopefully you are. Other people might not be. They don't want to grow. They don't think they need to grow. But even till the day you die, you're going to be growing. And there's people out here who are in total meditation, and if they think it, it happens. And that's a real thing. That's what I'm saying. when you get in high level synchronicity with the Holy Spirit, and you're in tune with the Holy Spirit, your thoughts are his thoughts are your thoughts. You could be walking down the street and say, I need a cup of water, and there's a bottle of water right there. Somebody left a bottle of water. As soon as you think it, I need a cup of water, and you walk another 10 feet, oh, somebody threw a bottle of water out of the car or something, and there's an unopened bottle of water. I'm serious about this. That's how much synchronicity that you have when you really cut the world, the flesh, and the pride of life off, and you just staying in the spirit walk, you know. That's really how big this thing really is. It's deep and it's real. And it's like being in a video game. It's like, it's so surreal. It's so real and surreal. It's like in a video game. You can actually, when you're in meditation, you can know when somebody's gonna call you. You know when, if a person, it's like a fleeting thought, that, and it goes by real fast. You know how a bird flies by you real fast and you don't even see it, but it flew by you and you say, I think I just saw a bird. That's how this works. You can be thinking about somebody and they knock on the door, or they call you, or if you get good enough at it and you're just in that mindset all the time, you can already know what somebody's going to do before they do it. And actually, you get to the point where you project your thoughts. I haven't got to the point where you can read minds yet, but some people are able to do that. Even. And if you don't believe that, go look at the documentary where the autistic children, they did a documentary on it, how they can read people's minds. And you can believe it or not, but it's real, people. I've been around people, I know they can read your mind, because it happens too much. It happens too often, they're reading your mind. And so, to get to that level though, you have to have a heart, you have to have your heart right, because see, if your heart's not right, you have to get to a point where you can love your enemy, love your neighbors yourself, and have no revenge and no bitterness, and if somebody even hurts you, you're not gonna repay. Because if you don't have a heart that's right, he's not going to give you these deep spiritual gifts, because you would use them for evil and you would destroy yourself. If you were able to do some of these gifts without your heart being right, you would hurt other people. And when you take it to the nth level, let's say somebody has a thought that's not right, an evil thought or something. Let's say you were able to read their thoughts and they had an evil thought. You have to look at yourself. Hey, if you committed one sin, you committed them all. You can't look at a person and say, oh, they're evil, they're bad. Only God is the judge. There's one judge and one lawgiver. Yes, you set boundaries, and yes, you set parameters to keep yourself safe, but you're not judging that person. You're really to judge yourself. Judge yourself lest you be saved, lest you be judged. And so the saved person, yeah, the saved people are able to judge each other in a situation, but they don't do it with judgmentalism. And you're also told to judge if somebody's saved or not, because you don't want to marry the unsaved. But it also says you're going to judge angels one day. So if you're going to judge angels, we're talking about the other realm. If you're able to judge angels, are you not able to judge things in this realm when it pertains to earthly stuff? It's really not that complicated. It's all about your heart. Once you get your heart right, and you don't really do it, God does it. He has to break you. He has to break you many times to break that heart, rebuild it. Break the heart, rebuild it. Break your heart, rebuild it. Break your heart, rebuild it. To give you a sacred heart. S-A-C-R-E-D. Red sack. A sacred heart. You're going to have more gifts as with a sacred heart than you are with an evil heart, because God ain't going to give you a gift because you would use it for evil. But if you're holy, set apart, sacred, out for His goal, His purpose, His will, doing it all for Him, He's going to give you gifts that other people don't have because their heart ain't right. And if you start to, if He does give you a gift and you start to use it for evil, He's going to scourge you like, He's going to give you a spanking like you ain't never seen. Because He's not going to give you a special gift for you to use it for your own evil desires or your own financial desires or your own whatever. He might give you a gift to make money, but if you do have that gift, it's to help other people. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather labor with his hands in order to give to him that needeth. Long story short, a sacred heart is only from God, and if He breaks your heart enough times where He sets you apart and you're looking at life through a lens of agape love, no bitterness, no unforgiveness, and you're seeing through this simulation down here, you can love your enemy. And if when the Bible says love your enemy, and you say, well, I can't, well, exactly, you can't. But if you really do the exchange life, if you really step into the exchange life, you can love your enemy. If you step into the exchange life by His grace, dying daily, Lord, help me to live the exchange life. You have to mean it. And He says, okay. You want to experience the exchange life? To be like Jesus down here? You want to be a copy of Jesus down here and actually walk it out down here? Not just read it on the 2D, and you want to really experience it? Okay, get ready for some pain, because it's so...
There's a stalled vehicle ahead.
It's so contrary to the natural mind and the natural body. The exchange life has to be supernatural. You cannot do it on your own. It has to be infused into you by the Holy Spirit. And very few people experience it, but once you experience it, it's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me. It's not my will, but His. And He will give you the desires of your heart. You still have a free will, but the free will needs to line up with what He says. Because it's your life. You've been bought with a price. Your life is not your own. You've been bought with a price. You're a slave to Jesus, and a slave to Jesus is freedom. A slave to the devil is slavery. A slave to yourself is slavery. A slave to the devil is pretty much death and darkness and misery. A slave to yourself is death, misery, and darkness. A slave to Jesus is total freedom, because he's the creator. Does the car that I'm driving tell me what to do, or does it do what I tell it to do? I'm driving this car. Consider me... pretend like I made this car. It's going to do what I tell it to do.
In half a mile, continue straight to stay on I-85 North.
And Jesus submitted to the Father, even to the death of the cross, which tells you submission to God is better than doing your own thing. Because Jesus is equal to God, but He submitted to God as an example of the way.
Continue straight to stay on I-85 North.
The way, the truth, the life.
Continue on I-85 North for 18 miles.
But you do it your way, you're going to suffer loss. It's going to be painful. You do it His way, and you have peace. You live in the now. Be still and know that I am at all times. Find your routine and stay in it. And that routine will allow you to learn to meditate and contemplate and brood over and brood upon and grow on the inside. The inner man needs to be growing. The outer man is dying, but the inner man is being renewed day by day. That's why you can hear an 80-year-old preacher preaching, and he sounds like he's 20. You'll say, man, this guy. But you talk to an unsaved 20-year-old who's in the world, they sound like they are depressed and sad. But you hear that 80-year-old preacher who's almost in the grave, is all positive, and sounds young. But you listen to a 20-year-old who's drugging and drinking and running the streets, they sound old. Long story short, it's obvious that the spirit keeps you young because you're outside of time. The spiritual truth is outside of time. And so you're a spiritual being, so that means you're outside of time. Your natural body's stuck in time, and time is just a cycle. And so how do you win this game? Take up your cross, deny yourself, follow Him, and you walk in the Spirit, and you realize every day is the same, and you're not really going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. You're not going to Mars. You're not going to the moon. You're not going anywhere. You're here until God is done with training you to be like His Son down here, or the rapture of the church. When the rapture takes place, absent from the body, present with the Lord, the bema seat of Christ for 7 years, come back to rule and reign for 1,000 years with Christ. In a new body, you will be the shapeshifter down here. And so if there's shapeshifters in the millennium, I wouldn't be surprised if there's shapeshifters right now running governments, because a government would destroy itself too. The people will destroy themselves if God didn't intervene. God is extraterrestrial. So these aliens that you're seeing, some of them are demons, some of them are angels, but God is intervening in the affairs of man, because mankind would destroy himself if he didn't. And so these things that are moving so fast that when a pilot zooms in on it, it knows it's watching. It knows it's being watched. And if the angels know you're watching them, if you're a pilot and they can read your mind, don't you think the saints, who are going to be higher than the angels, if their heart's right, they're going to be able to have that gift? Because you're not going to get these kind of gifts if your heart ain't right, because you would hurt somebody. And you got to learn how to speak to people with grace and mercy and truth and equality, and treat them, even if they're doing something gross that you shouldn't be doing, you try to pull them up out of the miry clay, and you reach in and pull them up. But don't be surprised, they pull you down and you get dirty in the mud hole. But you gotta have the boundaries, you know. But some of these gifts that the saints have, they're real. But guess what? They're not gonna talk about it, because they know you'll call them crazy. But it's all about your heart. If your heart's right, God is going to give you more and more responsibility when dealing with people. But if your heart ain't right, he ain't gonna let you do jack, because you would destroy whatever it is, whether it's a business, a marriage, or whatever. If your heart ain't right, he ain't gonna let you in it, because you're gonna destroy it. You could destroy that other person. Why would he let, if your heart ain't right and you have evil towards your employees or your spouse or your in-laws, why would he let you in something like that if your intentions are just all about self? You would destroy yourself and the other person. So he directs your thoughts. He directs your, if the Bible says he is not in a man's ways to direct his own steps. Now, if you're taking a step, what are you doing? You're thinking about it before your next step. So if God directs your steps, he's directing your thoughts. Your thoughts are not your own. If you're listening to the devil, your thoughts are not your own. If you're listening to God, your thoughts are not your own. You do have a free will to choose his path or your path or the devil's path, but I would rather choose his path and do what's right and be blessed. If you're in God's path, God's will, all you can do is be blessed, right? You can't be unblessed if you're doing your own thing, you can be cursed. But if you're doing God's will, you'll never be cursed. Think about it. You have no choice. The devil's plan is fake reality. Your plans, apart from God, are fake reality. If your plans line up with God, it's real reality. So anything contrary to the truth is not even real, because it's a lie. The devil's a liar, and everything the devil's trying to get you to step into is a lie. It's all lies. So, There's people out there.
We found a faster route via I-85 North, which saves 10 minutes. If you prefer to stay on the current route, tap no thanks.
There's people out there with gifts that you'll never know about because they're not going to talk about it. And if they did, you'd call them crazy. And so I'm just telling you, I don't care if you call me crazy. I know it's the truth. I know when somebody's going to call me, and I know when somebody's going to show up on the scene because they peer in my mind before they appear in the natural. It's a real deal, people. But you better get your heart right because we're all going to meet God one day. And if you get your heart right, you're going to feel better, healthier. You're going to have a better outlook on life. You're not going to be mad at people as much or judging people. You're going to just deal with them where they are and pray for them and keep yourself straight and in order and in line. But there are spiritual gifts, but it's all about keeping your heart right. I'm not saying to desire those spiritual gifts, just walk by faith. But if you get them, be careful, because you will be scourged. If God gives you a gift and you don't exercise it in love, agape love and truth, you will get a spanking. Because he ain't going to give you a special gift to let you hurt people with it. And that's a fact.